Well, now, how is ash cake different from cornbread?
It's same thing, but you had to wash it before you eat it.
Well, did you just put it in there and then put the ashes on top?
Mm-hmm, you pull it out, you know, and the bottom was already hot. And you put that bread in there, then cover it up with ashes. I had old aunt that nursed my children when I was teaching. She loved it.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
And you use the same batter as you do for cornbread?
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Same thing.
Uh-huh.
But you don't make it as, flappy.
Well, how do you get the ashes off when you're ready to eat?
Well, first you get it, you know, you blow it and go on, and then you take it and wash it in water.
Oh.
Wash it in water.
I guess it gets a pretty good crust on it.
Yeah, crust on it. That's right. Pretty good crust. Sometimes a brown crust, you know.
Uh-huh.
And the water won't go through it.
Uh-huh. What do you call soft cornbread that's served in a bowl with a spoon?
Soft bread.
It's made out of cornmeal.
Uh-huh.
You boil it.
Boil it.
I think what you do is boil cornmeal in water and put some salt in it, and then when it begins to get thick, you serve it in a bowl.
Uh-huh. It ain't hash, is it?
I don't know. I don't know. Some, you know, different people call it different things.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever fixed it like that?
I don't think so.
I know sometimes people eat it when they're sick.
Uh-huh.
What do you call bread and loaves that's made out of white flour? Just ordinary bread that you buy at the store.
Loaf.
What do you call a round pastry? It's about that big around, it's sweet, and it's got a hole in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Hole in the middle, hole in the middle.
Muffins. Okay. Let's see now. Have you ever heard these things called crullers or flat cakes? Or nut cakes or donuts or...
Donuts.
Uh-huh.
Like that.
But now donuts, would donuts be different from muffins?
Well, I guess you could make muffin donuts by, you know, putting the right ingredients in it.
Uh-huh. Okay. Let's see. What do you call round flat cakes that are made with white flour and cooked on a greased skillet and you eat them with butter and syrup?
What is it made out of?
They're made, well, you can make them out of different things, but most people make them out of white flour.
Mm-hmm.
And you make these little thin cakes, and then you stack them up and pour syrup on top of them.
Mm-hmm, and they're good, too. They're batter cakes.
Okay.
Batter cakes.
What do you call meat from the side of a hog that's salted but not smoked?
Salted but not smoked.
Uh-huh.
As much as I hate that, I ought to know that. Is it streak of bacon?
Yeah, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call pressed meatloaf that's made from hog jowl and hog's head? And sometimes the ears or the... But it's pressed.
Made out of hog jowl.
Uh-huh. And hog's head.
Hog's head. Not much as I've been made that, but I can't get it. It ain't hash, is it?
Hash?
Yeah, hash. I believe that's the closer I get to.
All right. Well, have you ever heard this called souse or pressed meat or head cheese?
Souse, yeah, you grind that up.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, is there a difference between souse and hash?
No, it's the same.
It's the same.
I mean, the hog cheese. And it is the same, I think.
So, a souse and hog cheese?
That's right.
Okay. What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
Seed.
And what about the same thing if it's in a peach?
A peach cutter.
Okay. And what do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed?
A peach with meal.
No.